everyone, and welcome to another episode of Limitless with Nadia. Today we have a very special guest with us, and her name is Shrimi. She is a former coaching client of mine. She's graduated from the coaching program, and I thought, what better way to celebrate that than to bring her onto the podcast and kind of talk about some of the things that are really common themes that have come up, I think, during the coaching process and in general life. So welcome, Shrimi, first of all. Let me give you a chance to introduce yourself. How are you, my dear?
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I've been an avid listener of your podcast, so very excited to be on this end of it. And thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be so much fun, you guys. I have been looking forward to this recording for so long. So the whole topic of today's discussion is really going to be about balancing the masculine and feminine energies within you, because this is a really big part of the manifestation process, right? This is what underpins all of creation energy, and it is the masculine and the feminine. And you guys have heard me talk about this in previous episodes. Everyone has energy to be putting towards masculine and feminine like goals, right? Like achieving both outcomes. And both energies, but it's like you need to make sure that you're knowing where to direct those energies in your everyday life in order for it to be balanced and for it to really make sense. And I think what was happening with you was you were in a place where you didn't have a healthy outlet for your masculine energy, because masculine energy is all about going and getting your, achieving your goals, right? And if you don't have a sense of purpose in your current career, or you just feel that void, your masculine energy is going to start going towards things like you were talking about, like around the house or just like anything else where you could be putting your energy, but that doesn't mean that it's aligned, right? So This was really, and again, this is the interplay of masculine and feminine, right? What me and you worked on together at the beginning was, okay, why do you feel like you can't be creating content, or why do you have this resistance around literally showing up as Shrimi 2.0, like right now, and embodying her energy right now, right? Like asking yourself those questions and processing what was coming up for you at that time. Because I remember energetically for you, you had a lot of things at the beginning that, and that happens with a lot of clients, right? You open the can of worms with the coaching process, and then everything just floods to the surface. So you were processing all of these things. And this is why we also take our time. We move very intuitively with the coaching process, right? You needed to tie some strings first before you were able to start putting the right aligned masculine energy into your goals, into content creation and showing up and all that good stuff, right? And so this is, again, interplay of masculine and feminine, right? So we worked on the processing piece for you. And then as you allowed yourself to move through those stages and process what was coming up and really like heal the wounds that were preventing you, because again, like you realize that you have this belief that you've been hanging on to from like the age of 10 years old, for it all stems from this one event. That's when you started having the drive and the ability to create new beliefs that were aligned with you being able to put masculine energy towards your goals, right? Like we were talking about how you have this desire, you want to be like growing a business and doing all these amazing things on social media and everything like that. But because your underlying belief system at the time is not in alignment with it, you believe you're not worthy, you believe you're not good enough, you can't ask for help, right? You're now behaving in alignment with those beliefs. And so with the coaching process, it's like, okay, where do we need to reframe your beliefs so that you can change your behaviors more effectively, right? And when you start adopting the mindset, and this is actually what I was going to mention, when you had said to me that something that really stuck out for you when we were doing these coaching sessions, I was like, give me one moment where you really had this awakening. And you said it was when you said you wanted to be, to start a business, or, you know, you mentioned your goal. And then I was like, okay, so why don't you do it? Like, why not you? And that kind of got your gears turning of like, yeah, why not me? If other people have been able to do it, why not? Why wouldn't I be able to? So it's kind of like reframing it from like, no, you are not like the exception. If you want it, you can also achieve the same levels of success. And this is something else I want to mention to you guys as well. Everybody has masculine and feminine energy, right? Everybody has the ability to embody both, which means you have all the creation energies necessary within yourself to manifest whatever outcome you want. It's just that your belief system has to align with the outcome. It has to be, your beliefs have to create a very warm, nurturing environment for this goal to take place, because you can't hate yourself into achieving your goals. You can't say, okay, I'm never going to be good enough, I'm the only exception. Like, that's not going to get you anywhere, right? You really have to ask yourself, what is it that I want? And how can I create a belief system that actually is conducive to me wanting to actually take the masculine steps? And this is the difference, right? You come to me again, you feel so resistant towards taking the action steps towards your goals from the masculine side. But if we can learn how to tap into the feminine, reframe, process some of your limiting beliefs, reframe them, start developing a better self self-concept, start adopting that confidence, Shrimmy 2.0, like your 2.0 self, right? Bringing her into the present moment from the future into the present and really acting like her. And then that's what's going to put you in a place where you're like, okay, energetically right now, I can take hella masculine energy. I can take hella masculine steps, right? Like, yeah, I'm going to like bust out that content because I feel really good about it. And it's coming from a place of inspiration now, not from a place of like, oh shit, I need to get this done, right? I always tell you guys, you must have heard me say this so many times by now, but like the energy you put into it is the energy you're going to get out of it. If you're doing it, like if you're going to the gym because you think that's going to help you achieve your goals, right? Your ultimate desire of maybe losing weight or whatever the case may be. But like the action step itself is not coming from a place of, I feel good about doing this. There's no point. Then your masculine energy at that point isn't in the right place for that action to create the outcome that you want. So it's like a lot of this process was just about alchemizing your energy and putting you in the energetic space where you do feel good about taking that masculine energy or those masculine steps. I keep saying that, but it's like, it's when you have that confidence in yourself that you are a badass, you know what you're talking about. You deserve to be posting whatever you feel like posting on your page. Like you were mentioning how it can be really difficult to turn off this, like, what is everyone going to say about me? And this is honestly probably one of my favorite parts of the coaching process is giving you that spiel of like, really, who gives a fuck though? Like, let's be totally honest with ourselves. Number one, the spotlight effect. We always think that people care way more than they actually do about what we're doing. You are like a thought in somebody's mind before you disappear into the ether, and then they're worried about what they're doing, right? So it's like, why live your life caring about what other people are going to think? Like, if it's going to stop you from embodying the right masculine energy, it's really not worth it. Like, if you feel really good about this desire, this goal, this outcome, then you can totally be successful with it. And it doesn't matter what anybody thinks of it at the end of the day, because this is your life. This is your reality. And like, you come to me in the coaching process with a belief system about the world and a lens of reality that is clearly not conducive to your growth. You have the free will to change it, so why not? And I really want to ask you, Shrimmy, like, what is the meaning of masculine versus feminine energy?
I feel like this is a topic or a phrase that is kind of just like thrown around, and without really fully understanding, you're like, okay, masculine men, feminine female, like, mm-hmm. What does it actually mean? And I think this is something that I've recently just started to really understand and embody. And my understanding of feminine and masculine energy, yin and yang energy, is the feminine part is introspection, reflection, doing that deep inner work that's needed in order to like remove any energetic blockages or just overcome any limiting beliefs, all of that kind of stuff. The really uncomfortable
processing
conversations mm-hmm. you have with yourself, sitting with yourself, which is like one of the hardest things to do, but that is what I see as feminine energy. And then the masculine energy is more so taking action. So whether that be like actually moving, going to the gym, starting the business, whatever it is, taking what you learned in that feminine part of it, like the introspective part of it, and applying that into your everyday life. Because if you just do like too much of the feminine, which I've done, and not see any results, well, that's why, because you're just doing too much of that. You need to do the introspection and the action and like take what you get in the introspection part and actually apply that. Otherwise, if you're just sitting all the time, sitting all day long, like, what can I do? What do I need to do? I'm not acting on it. Like, obviously nothing's gonna happen, right?
Yes. Oh my God, amazing explanation. And I want to speak to anybody who's listening to this that is someone who always feels like they need to be taking a lot of action towards their goals in order to actualize them, and figuring out what are the logical things that I need to make sure I'm doing in order to get there. That's a lot of the clients that I work with, right? They come to me usually when they're in this state of, I really want to make things happen, but I feel like I'm the one that's supposed to make it happen. And that's a lot of pressure. And I don't know where to direct my energies. Mm-hmm. And I think this is why it's so important to have that conversation. Again, if you're listening to this, you need to make sure that you are integrating your feminine energy into your manifestation process at all times, because that is going to be the focal point of your ability to attract instead of having to chase, right? We remove the hard work that we have to put into things when we kind of are in that flow state of the feminine energy and allowing things to kind of happen for us. Whereas, and that's not to say that you're not supposed to take like masculine action steps. And that's kind of what I want to ask you, Shrimmy, is mm-hmm. like, how do you make sure that you are incorporating that balance of, I need to make sure that I am like in my flow, but I also need to make sure that I am taking aligned action towards my goals.
Yeah, totally. And I think it's funny or interesting that you say, you know, typically people like chase after, like they work hard, they're in grind mode, right? Like they're like, the harder I work, the more I do, the more that's going to come to me. And people typically don't do that introspective, that work, because it's, you know, not as common to do, or like seems less attainable if you're just sitting with yourself to actually achieve something. But for me, it was actually the complete opposite, which is so interesting. And I feel like I've meditated, done a lot of the inner work, as we've talked about a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. And I would come to our sessions and you would be like, hey, well, you need to embody who you want to be. You need to take the action. You would be like, hey, you need to, you know, dress up. You need to start making these videos. You need to start doing exactly what you want that 2.0 version of yourself to look like. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's just one of those things. You're either, anybody listening, any person is either too much on one end of that, like either too introspective or too like grind oriented, and finding that balance is really hard. But to answer your question, how I found that balance with your help, obviously, is just understanding. I think you just really need to understand that you need both in order to manifest or create whatever you want, because you can, you know, do as much of the masculine side, you can do as much of the feminine side as much as you want, and you're not, and you don't see results. So you're like, okay, the meditation's not working. And then you do a lot of the, you put in all the hours and you're like, okay, but it's still not working. And you get discouraged because you're doing too much of one or the other. Mm-hmm. But then I feel like doing that and, you know, making those quote unquote mistakes, or like having those be learning lessons, is what brings you to that understanding of, okay, wait, I actually do need both. Like, I do need to just sit back and allow the universe to like do its thing, but I also do need to take certain action steps. Like, you can't just sit back too much and you can't work too much either. That's like balance, flow of life, as you've said. And I really think for me, it's just the understanding of like, that's what it is after the failed attempt of just doing one thing for too long.
Yes. Oh, that is such a great point too. I think it's so easy to get complacent with your routine and just start doing the same things over and over and over, even though they're not really being driven by the energy of, I want to do this. And that's, I think, where the other key is. And I just recently released another episode about like aligned action versus just like chilling out. And the main thing I think is just thinking about what feels right, like right now. It's not always going to be a logical action step that's going to feel right in that moment. And you'll know because you feel resistance, right? Mm-hmm. That's the whole point, is that your body is telling you this is not something we need to be doing right now. And so I feel like half of the healing this part of you, where you allow yourself to go through both sides, is by reminding yourself that if it doesn't feel good, maybe I'm not supposed to be doing it right now. Mm-hmm. If I feel so much resistance to this thing, is it the right action? Because the whole point about aligned action is that it feels aligned. You're coming from a place of, this is something that I feel like I need to do right now. Mm-hmm. And this is something else I wanted to touch on as well, is I feel like it's you can really get to a point in your masculine energy where you don't see the point in doing anything that cannot create a tangible result for you, mm-hmm. right? We become so like productivity driven, and I have to make sure that what I'm doing is giving me concrete results. Mm-hmm. You lose your ability to maintain the connection with the femininity of like, I don't know what the point is of this, but I'm being in the moment. I'm sitting with myself. Like you said, having that grace for yourself whenever you're experiencing something difficult and not resisting it so much, because sometimes, and this is what we always talk about on the podcast, right, guys, is like, feel your emotions. You will really be doing yourself a favor by just sitting with however you feel, and not assuming that, like, if you feel negatively, for example, if you're going through a really energetically tense time, right? Like, you might feel inclined to run away from that and be like, no, I don't want to do, but it's like, feeling the emotion itself gives you a really big reward. And it is that you now have space to fill it with something else more intentionally. You're not continuously running away from something. But there's a question I wanted to ask you that was kind of a tangent. I wanted to ask you about, like you said, making sure that you're recognizing that you need both elements, masculine and feminine, to achieve your goals and to actually stay aligned. Mm-hmm. So for you, how can you tell when you're in a state where you need to be more in your feminine, and how does that actually look like for you?
Yeah, totally. And kind of going off what you were saying right now, honestly, is I know that I need to be more in my feminine when I'm, you know, maybe like putting out content or something, but I'm not feeling energetically there. I'm like, I'm doing it because I have to. When I'm doing things, whatever it may be, going to the gym, working out, mm-hmm. cooking, whatever it may be, I'm doing it because I have to. It feels like a chore. Mm-hmm. And I think that is, I'm really just now starting to realize, like, it is okay to do nothing sometimes. The more you, that's where that balance comes in, right? Like, obviously you can't do nothing for like weeks on end because nothing will happen. But for a few days, if you're like, if you set this goal of, I need to go to the gym 7 days a week, but you know, 2 days out of the week, you're not really feeling your greatest. And if you go, you're just gonna, you know, be upsetting yourself, not feeling good, not feeling the energy. You might have a really bad workout. Mm-hmm. It's because your body is trying to tell you, your mind is trying to tell you, okay, today you really need to relax. You need to sit, you need mm-hmm. to do nothing. You need to journal, watch TV, whatever it is. I really believe that it's when you feel like you're forcing yourself to do something, that's when you know you need to sit with yourself and tap into that feminine side and just be okay with doing nothing and take that rest.
I totally agree. It's really just about recognizing when you feel a lot of resistance towards something. And that's the thing. It's like when I have my clients coming to me in these sessions and they're like, well, I'm doing this thing. And I'm like, what if you just stopped? Because obviously you don't like it. Obviously it's not a fun experience for you. Mm-hmm. And let's be honest, life is not supposed to be difficult like that. Life is not supposed to feel riddled with resistance. Life is supposed to feel like a flow state most mm-hmm. of the time, or maybe as often as you can, just by accepting however you feel in the moment and mm-hmm. stop forcing yourself to go through these checklists. I have a thing with my clients where I'm like, you're not allowed to have a checklist while we're working together. Like, absolutely not. Everything needs to be intuitive. Like, whenever the second you impose something like a checklist or like really rigid expectations, you strip yourself of the ability to like really assess whether or not something is a good fit for you to be doing right now. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is, if you were to just follow the cue of what you feel like doing and what feels right for you and just let go of all the things that you don't feel like doing right now, you will get so much more aligned energy by following those things. Like, what are some things that you do, for example, if you go to the gym and you're like, oh my God, not feeling this workout. I don't want to be here right now. Let me follow my body's cue and kind of redirect. Where do you go from there? How do you kind of implement that?
I feel like for me, if I've gotten to the point that I know where, like when, which days I should go to the gym, which days I should go to the gym or do yoga or whatever, and what days I shouldn't. And also I feel like I've figured out what type of workouts or what type of foods suit me and not trying to do what I feel like I should be doing. And I feel like this is really where, I know you've talked about it on your podcast before, where your human design energy type comes mm-hmm. in, because I feel like for me, after figuring out I'm a manifestor energy type, I like, especially when it comes to working out and eating, I like kind of repetition. I like doing the same type of thing mm-hmm. because, and I don't know, maybe you can speak more to this if this kind of goes back to the purpose, but like my purpose, quote unquote, is to like be a leader, be an entrepreneur. It's like one way path, like not having all these multiple different things that I like doing, like a manifesting generator mm-hmm. has. So I think really understanding I don't even know if that's related, honestly, like going to the gym and the types of food you eat, if that's really related to like the energy type, but I feel like it should be.
All that stuff is in your map, like your digestion type, like mm-hmm. everything is in there for sure. But I think this is what's so powerful about things like cycle syncing. Like if you can just learn the hormone phases that you're going through, you'll know what your body is asking for and how to like mm-hmm. really nourish it. And I also want to ask you, like when you were talking about like feminine energy and is doing the inner work, like the deep inner work, what does that look like in terms of like, again, implementing more of that femininity?
Yeah, that feminine. So I feel like I used to think feminine energy was more like meditation and just like, doing the inner work was more just like sitting for like a 20-minute guided meditation, and through that all of my problems would be solved. But I'm realizing it's really doing the hard, painful inner work, having those tough conversations with yourself and journaling. Honestly, journaling is something I've avoided for so long because I'm like, I don't need a journal. Like I have all my thoughts in my head. Everything's mm-hmm. like, I have everything together. Mm-hmm. But journaling has really, really, just even in the past couple of weeks, have just like, I've tapped into my subconscious mind in a way that I never have before. And it's allowed me to overcome so many limiting beliefs that had I not done that introspection and intuitive work and inner child healing, I wouldn't be taking specific action steps. So for me, it really looks like doing that deep, deep, painful inner work and not just the meditations, the affirmations, things like that, which I feel like is kind of what a lot of people stray towards at the beginning of their journeys or whatever, just because it seems easier. And a lot of times you don't really like know how to go about doing that deep inner work. But that's where I think, you know, having somebody guide you like you really helps, because sometimes it's really hard to even see for yourself, okay, this is what I need to do. So I think, you know, part of that feminine energy is also asking for help, because it is so hard to ask for help in this society. Like, it's like very, oh, I have to be independent. And I know we've talked about this before too. Like, I have to be independent. I have to like do everything on my own. But I really feel like a huge part of being tapping into that feminine energy, whether you're a female or a male, is to ask for help.
That is such an important point to cover. I think like when you're really struggling, it can be so helpful to turn to somebody that you trust and ask for help. And I think like what I was thinking about when you were talking about all of this is the feminine energy really is just about processing, right? Like we were saying earlier, your masculine energy is doing things, but you can't just do. You can't just keep doing and then expect it to be like, you know, that's how it's supposed to go, because it's not. There are times where you're being asked to slow down and sit with the pain that you're experiencing, because it's like essentially it's your body signaling to you that we have some things we need to feel right now. We have some energy, emotional energy coming up to the surface that needs to be like felt and like not necessarily resolved, because there's not always a resolution, but like reframing from a higher mind that needs to take place so that you can now reflect on that pain, that previous experience, in a more conducive way to your growth, right? With like a growth mindset and, you know, all these principles we talk about all the time. So I think that is why the femininity is so important, right? You need to process, you need to move through that energy. And there was something else I was going to ask you. I was going back in my mind to the rigid versus fluid types with human design when it comes to schedule, because you were asking, like, I don't know if that has to do with my energy type, where I lean more towards doing more of the same thing. So this is actually something in your human design map. You have rigid types and you have fluid types when it comes to their energetic patterns and how they prefer to go about their daily routines. And if you're a rigid type, you prefer more structure. You do prefer more. So I'd be really curious to look into your map, because I know we didn't do that piece. But if you're rigid, you're somebody who prefers, like the routine of doing the same thing over and over, because that's where you get your security and your comfort from. It's in the same routines that you can trust. Or if you're fluid like me, I know I'm fluid. I can't have that. If I have too much of the same thing, I start to feel really stifled. So I need a lot of variation in what I'm doing every day. So that's something to consider if you are, you know, trying to think to yourself, how can I adopt a daily routine that is actually really good for me? Look into whether you're a rigid or a fluid type, and that can give you some insight as to what that really, or how that really shows up for you. And then also going back to the femininity, like with the journaling, I think journaling is just so powerful, especially guided journals or guided journal meditations, where you're just being walked through scenarios and you're writing them out. Like there's something really profound about getting your thoughts out of your brain and like onto a paper so you can see them. Like you were saying, you've been able to really have some breakthroughs with your own subconscious mind and thinking patterns, right? So what does that look like for you when something comes up? Like how can someone who wants to learn how to identify their own subconscious patterns, how can they start to implement that and recognize it?
Yeah, totally. And I think, you know, you mentioning guided journal prompts or meditations, that is definitely a huge, huge part, because I mean, I feel like I've tried just, you know, like free flow journaling and that helps, but it's a little harder to stay consistent with that and harder to really kind of get out maybe what you're looking for. But I feel like these journal guided prompts or whatever they are really have helped me, because they really just ask questions like, what is a specific limiting, or what is a belief that you have that is hindering you from getting what you want, as an example. And you really, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it is the intuitive part of us that just kind of brings a certain image to mind when we read these questions or when we look at these questions. And sometimes we push those images aside because we're like, oh no, that's not actually what the issue is. And I can mm-hmm. give an example for me. And I was doing a journal prompt the other day, like, what is a limiting belief, or what is a belief you have that hinders you from getting what you want or doing what you want or staying disciplined? And this image or this memory from when I was a kid that I didn't even really think affected me or bothered me just came to the surface. And it was when I was in elementary school, there were like tests for stretching, like if you could touch your toes, and the pacer test and all of that, you know? And I was always last in that. Like, I was never good. I was never able to touch my toes. I failed the pacer test every single time. Mm-hmm. And I remember at the end of the year, I can't remember my second or third grade, there were awards handed out to, you know, everyone who had passed. And I was the only one in my class who didn't pass. And I realized that that memory coming up was because I felt like a failure at that point. And I'm like, why now, whenever I don't show up, I'm like, why even try? Because I'm going to fail. I'm going to be last. I'm not going to be good, because I would try to do really well at the pacer test back then, or stretch or whatever, and I still would quote unquote fail. Mm-hmm. And so that belief is what has, or that's one of the beliefs that has caused me to still think to this day that I'm going to fail at whatever I try. And so pinpointing that has helped me actually take more action in the past few weeks, because I'm like, wait, that's literally a belief I had since I was like 7 or 8. And as kids, we see things in black and white. So I didn't realize that just because I didn't do well at this doesn't mean I'm not gonna be able to do well at other things in life, right? So that's just kind of an example for me of how that type of journaling and that question specifically really helped me get into that subconscious, and a memory that I didn't even think was that big of a deal was a huge deal.
Right. And that's the crazy part when I'm working with my clients too, and like something comes up and they're so surprised. They're like, what? Like, that's related. And I'm like, yeah. And what's happening, like, to answer your question, what you're doing with these guided journaling prompts, and this is why I've spent like my entire career literally as a coach creating so many different guided journals, like journal prompts and exercises, is because there's something so potent about asking your subconscious the question. If you just read the question, your subconscious will be able to answer it for you if you just pay attention to what comes up when you read it. It's literally that simple, mm-hmm. right? You ask your mind the question and things start to suddenly bubble up, or you start to feel certain emotions or certain scenes start to run through your mind. So with guided journaling, you're opening up a channel of communication between your subconscious mind and your conscious mind, right? Mm-hmm. You're able to kind of get into this meditative state where you're allowing, like, you're asking the questions, you're prompting your subconscious mind with a question, and you're just waiting for the answer to come up. Like, that is, you're communicating with yourself, essentially. You're revising all the past versions of you and all the things that you've experienced, and you are sifting through that and highlighting, like, you're not even doing the work, right? It's just something that your subconscious mind has clinged onto, and you know, because it still feels real to you. You still, you re-experience it on a profound level. That's what trauma essentially is, right? Is you just re-experiencing the same like horrible event over and over in your mind. And I want to thank you, by the way, for sharing that, because that can be kind of vulnerable, right? Like sharing the things from your childhood that made you feel really insecure and carried into adulthood. And this is just the power of doing the work, right? This is what we say when we're saying do the work. It's to feel the emotions, but it's also to get curious about where they're coming from, doing things like guided journals. If you're not somebody who likes to write, then do it in a just pure meditation of just visualizing it, right? Just find your medium and go for it, because you will learn so much about yourself. You will learn so much about what needs to be processed. It's really not hard. You already have all the answers. And I think it is also, there was this quote that kept coming up in my mind as you were explaining this, because when you said, and this is something you've said to me lots of times, and I know we've had this conversation before, of like you realizing that, oh my God, this is something that's been bothering me for like a lot of years and I didn't even know, right? This trauma starts to come back up and you become so aware of it and you start getting curious. And then I tell you, I'm like, the most powerful thing about this is that you become aware of it. And mm-hmm. your most powerful tool is literally your awareness. Mm-hmm. Point blank, that is your biggest asset right there. And if you can learn how to use your awareness in a way to explore these things and be open to them, right? You can literally guide yourself into enlightenment. You know what I mean? Like, it's a really beautiful way to like forge a bridge within yourself where you can get through these things. And it doesn't have to be like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I'm feeling a lot of things right now. Like, a lot of us weren't really taught useful tools to process what is happening. So it's a skill that you have to learn as an adult, but this is where the experimentation is important, right? When my clients come to me in the coaching process, like I give you guys a whole menu of different things that you can try, but the whole point, everything boils down to you connecting with yourself and establishing a really clear line of communication between you and your higher self, because that's where the answers will come through. I may not always have an answer for you. A coach may not always have an answer for you. External resources, anything outside of yourself may not always have the answer for you. Actually, most of the time it won't have the true clear answer, right? You'll think it's the answer, but the only way you can evaluate what is true and what is right for you right now is by asking yourself and getting the answer from your higher self or God or the universe or whatever you want to call it, right? And Trumi, I want to ask you, what is your go-to way to really assess what your needs are in the moment, like tuning into yourself, tuning into your body, like being able to recognize, okay, what is it that I need to be doing right now, feminine or masculine?
Oh, totally. Love this question, because I feel like I'm just now like figuring that out. And when I know I need to, my go-to way of like knowing if I need to step into my feminine energy is I feel like I've spent so much of the past few years just feeling really tired. And like if I don't want to go to a social event or something, or like even go to the gym or even make content, even just like do anything, if I'm feeling really drained and tired, that is how I know that I'm not lazy. There's nothing wrong with me. I just need to take that time to relax and maybe think about some creative things I want to do, but not actually take the steps to get like do it, not actually do it, but maybe I can start thinking and like allowing those creative juices to flow. And I think also it's really important to note that it's okay to take periods of times where you are just in your feminine and you are just in your masculine, because sometimes you do need a little bit more of that, but knowing when to switch over, that's kind of where that flow and that balance comes in. So for me, for the feminine energy, it's just like whether I'm really tired and drained, I know it's, I need to focus on that feminine energy, focus on just self-care, creativity, just chilling, introspection, whatever it is, whatever my body is asking for. Sometimes it is, I feel really heavy. If I feel really heavy, I know I need to do
release.
Like process, release. Exactly. I do breath work, or I do, I honestly just do a lot of breath work. I do like, now I do journal, guided journaling to release if I'm feeling heavy. If I'm just feeling tired, like nothing's really wrong, then I just like will watch TV or read a book or just relax.
Something low rest. Energy.
Yeah, low energy. But also realizing that's okay. Like nothing's wrong with me. I'm not lazy. I'm not antisocial. That's just what my body's asking for in that moment. And my body just wants that. Is embracing that feminine side and being okay with that feminine energy, or maybe quote unquote lower energy. But there's nothing wrong with that. And then for the masculine side, it's when I have energy, I take that action. Because previously, if I had energy and I tried to take action, my belief system would hinder me from actually taking the action. So I would put that masculine energy into things that I didn't really care about, or like things like I would go grocery shopping, or I would just do things that weren't helping me level up. We all have those periods of masculine energy that need to be released somewhere or taking action. And I would just not put that in the right place. Cause like you mentioned before, I didn't have an outlet for that, but now I know when I have energy, I can put that into, okay, now it's time to create content. Now it's time to like do something for my business, instead of putting that spur of energy into your grocery shopping too much, or like cleaning the house, over cleaning the house, because I don't know where to put that energy, right? So
yeah,
I think it's just understanding, like you said, where to put that energy. And for me, these are the examples of what I do when I am in those energy, and when I am in my feminine, and when I know I am in my feminine, and when I know I'm in my masculine, or need to tap into one or the other.
I love it. And before we actually wrap up, I want to ask you, Trumi, what should the Limitless Challenge of the Week be for this week?
Ooh, Limitless Challenge of the Week. I think that people should do that journal exercise that we were talking about. Ask yourself the question, what is a belief that is hindering me from achieving a goal or being disciplined, and see what comes up, what memory or childhood memory or image comes up, and get in, like you said, connect your subconscious mind with your conscious actions.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So yeah, ask yourself the question of like, whatever it is that you want, what is the main thing that you feel like makes you think you can't get there? And I'm also going to tack something else onto this. And I'm actually going to include a journaling guide that I've just created for you guys that I'm going to post in the show notes. But it's Leave It to the Universe guide. And it mm-hmm. basically kind of helps you identify what are the aligned actions I can take when it comes to my goals and what are things that I need to surrender to the universe and embody more of my feminine energy with. Mm-hmm. So I will put that in the description for you guys so that you can click on it, take a look, and allow your subconscious mind to show you all of the answers, because it will if you just ask it. And I just want to thank you, Shermie, for coming on today and for sharing your coaching experience, for sharing your incredible knowledge on the masculine versus feminine. Shermie, actually, talk to us a little bit about what you do in terms of breath work, because I know that's a staple of what you are doing now in your career.
Yeah, definitely. So breath work is really one of the huge parts of the introspection and inner work that helped me remove a lot of blockages and helped me, you know, gain a lot more confidence and into what I want to do. And I got certified and trained in it, in this type of breath work, because it really did change my life. And so now I'm offering sessions that incorporate or have a little bit of breath work incorporated into it, not the full session. Most of the sessions are kind of working towards increasing confidence and removing any energetic blockages through the breath work, because this form of breath work allows you to really get deep into your body and literally release blockages with your breath. You know, might have heard of pranayama and things like that, but this is also a different type of that. So that coupled with a lot of the tools that we're talking about that have helped me, because you know, you can't really help anybody with anything that you haven't gone through yourself. So those are kind of what the sessions look like.
Amazing. So if you want to book a session with Shermie to do some of that breath work and release some of the blockages, I will include the links to her Instagram and her TikTok account so you can check her out. Also, like I said, I will attach the Leave It to the Universe journaling guide for you to do for the Limitless Challenge of the week, as well as identifying anything that makes you think you can't do or be whatever or whoever you want. And again, Shermie, I really want to thank you for coming on today. I know listeners are going to have so much to extract from this episode.
Thank you so much, Nadia, for having me. Anybody who gets to work with Nadia or knows Nadia knows what a light she is. So I'm very honored to be able to be on the podcast and just know you. And I'm very grateful for you. And thank you.
Oh, I'm going to start crying. I haven't crossed all of Pisces. Both of us being Pisces, like stellium. I feel like we cry a lot. We just cry really frequently. But yep. I'm so honored to know you. And again, thank you for coming on. And if anybody is interested in doing one-on-one coaching, you can apply through the link in the show notes as well. Do it. If you feel the inclination, it's your intuition. It's your higher self. With that, I will leave you guys to hopefully have the best week of your life. And we will see you on next week's episode. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.